Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Rosenbloom.
We suck, so your self-quarantine doesn't have to.
Mark Grody.
I think there will be lasting derivatives of this once we get through it, and hopefully we will, with minimal damage, that people will be more aware, honestly, of washing their hands and
good thing.
And apparently wiping.
They suck, so you don't have to.
They can do what they have to do. They know what they have to do. Now they don't have any problem getting it done.
Founding members of the WB Club.
Wake and bake. Come on.
Where's Toby?
Well, I'm practicing, you know, social distancing, and I have a few tips for everybody, you know. You know, no sharing pipes or joints, things like that.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Good morning, welcome in. Saturday Suckage here for you. Steve Rosenbloom, Mark Grody. Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Steve. Good to hear your voice, brother. What's going on?
You too. I you know, we missed Thanksgiving. We missed last week's show. We were preempted. We missed the run-up to Green Wednesday, which is a big day for the Bacon Wake and Bake Club. It's the Black Friday of pot, and we missed hyping that on Wednesday, and we missed playing the WKRP cut of As God Is My Witness. I thought turkeys could fly. But here we are on the post-Thanksgiving weekend, the Black Friday weekend, and I want to know how your Thanksgiving was. And Studs, Trash Panda, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, guys.
Well, yeah, the Trash Panda. So mine, and then Trash Panda, because that's the order Steve went in. So... Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. No,
yeah,
actually, mine is really...
It's like we can't see each other.
I know.
Exactly.
Even if we could.
No. Mine is going to be so fast that we'll get right to Trash Panda. I got shut out this year on Thanksgiving. I spent my Thanksgiving in my condo in downtown Chicago because for two reasons. My sister-in-law was not feeling well. She was not well. So we decided in this era that it's a horrible idea to gather. And then I talked to my mom, Jean, who is very practical, and she realized that It would just be really be cramming it in if I was to go to Itasca and hang out with them just because of all the work I've been doing, because it is Bears-Packers week. So we all decided to just do our own things. And I have some blessed friends who insisted on, my guy Fez out in Elk Grove drove from Elk Grove to Chicago to bring me turkey dinner because everybody felt bad for single Mark. So that was my Thanksgiving.
My guy Fez, one of my, a guy
I've known since fourth grade, one of my best friends, Fez and his wife Sophia and their little baby Summer. They came here. We hung out in my lobby for about 15 minutes, and Sophia, who cooked this wonderful Thanksgiving meal, and of course they had extras and leftovers, and they just insisted on coming, and they did, and they brought me the full Thanksgiving dinner, and so that was a very unique Thanksgiving. I guess one that I will never forget. Yes, Fez.
Yes.
F-A-I-Z. Fez.
Fez. All right, and Trash Panda, did you see Alice and Shooter, and did Alice roast a Trash Panda for the ceremonial holiday?
No, I didn't see my parents, because they're, 3.5 hours away, and being that I still work downtown and everything, I just figured it probably wasn't a good idea for me to travel 3 hours to endanger my family more than they might already be, and so didn't seem like a good idea. So I actually went with my girlfriend to her parents, and everyone has probably their own little bubble, and her parents are included in that right now because they help out with her business, and her brother lives downstairs from them. So we are all still interacting relatively frequently. So I felt comfortable going over there, and we had a good time. It was fun. So her dad's a great cook, and he cooked up a great turkey and some ribs, and oh man, it was a feast.
Wow, nice. That's a way to do it. I had originally accepted an invitation from the newlyweds. Brandon and Emily said, we want to host Thanksgiving. And Emily's sister was coming up, Dr. Samantha, a professor at WashU, is coming up from Missouri. And I was supposed to go there. And this was done 3 weeks ago before all these major spikes happened. And then I said, last weekend was awful. We didn't do a show. And I fought all weekend. I can't do it. I just couldn't do it. I told him no. But Tuesday, I said, no, I cannot do this. I can't be whatever I might or might not. I'm asymptomatic. That doesn't mean I can't spread it. I would die if I were the one who gave my kid, gave my daughter-in-law, anybody, anything like this. And I just said, no, can't. I stayed home and celebrated my, like you, Mark, but I did it with my individual Steaksgiving. That's what I did.
Oh, turkeys, good for you. Rare? Medium rare? How'd you go?
Yeah, both. Rare and medium rare.
My God.
Depending how the cast iron pot wanted to cook it that night. So,
how about the diva? The diva? Where was she?
The diva? We did FaceTime. I FaceTimed with the diva and with Brandon, and we talked for about 45 minutes. She spent this week getting ready to move, so she's moving today.
From one part
of Hollywood to a better part of Hollywood.
Oh, she's moving up in the world.
She is. She's got herself a balcony, as all E Channel employees should have. So that was it. I did my Steaksgiving, and I'm glad the second football game was important and not important, but at least somewhat interesting. And there we go. So that was that. I'm glad we're all still here to do this.
How smart are we, the three of us? Did you hear how? Except for Trash Panda, I'm a little bit scared. So he put his parents-in-law or future parents-in-law in danger, but not his own parents.
Well,
so I guess
like
there's
I said,
something noble to
like,
that.
No, here's the thing, man. My girlfriend still sees her parents like every other day because they help out with her business. So we still see each other, and obviously I see my girlfriend. So. Because I live with her. And so we're all interacting with each other still.
Real quick, how long have you guys been...
You think connecting the viral dots works? Like, that means that transitive property, that because you see your girlfriend and she sees her parents, you think that you and her parents have some kind of herd immunity? Is that
works? Not an immunity,
Doctor?
Because, look, if she has it and is exposed to them, then I am, transitively exposed to them as well. Because I'm exposed to my girlfriend, and it's with how easily this thing is passed off, then if any of us has gotten something, we've all handed it off already.
Real quick, how long have you guys been together?
What month is this? November, so a year and a half.
Year and a half. You thinking marriage possibly here?
Whoa, you're putting me on the spot now. Hold on, one step at a time. Just moved in with her like a month and a half ago, so one step at a time here.
How's it going? I mean, the living together. Is it good? Things changed at all? Okay, so it's good.
No, do you think it's going rather well? I mean, I was basically living there anyway. I was spending like 4 or 5 nights a week over there as it was.
Yeah,
so.
I know the game. Sure. You were starting to bring all your stuff over there. You bought an extra toothbrush. You had the overnight bag. I get it. And then you said, the hell with this. We might as well just move in together.
Oh, yeah.
It'll make life easier for us financially. Test the waters, right?
It was a hassle not living there.
Right. Okay, that's the way it goes down. Well, that's good. What's her name?
April.
That's a pretty name. I like months of the year names. Like, because I mentioned or seasons. Like, my friend's little daughter's name is Summer. So you've got an April. Well, that's great. Well, I hope everything goes well. And a little bit later on, we'll ask you when you think the right time to propose would be. But anyway, Steve, what else we got?
Friends don't let friends get married, so we're here to help you.
That's true.
As long as you haven't committed matrimony, Studs, we're here to help you. So the Trash Panda will remain flying single. All right.
I appreciate all advice.
Yes. Absolutely.
So Mark, you start with the Bears' new old quarterback because there's so much going on.
Yep.
And maybe he wanted to sound different. Maybe it's going to be different. Maybe they're just whistling past the graveyard. Maybe they're just the coach and the GM are hoping not to lose their job when there's another 50 burger put on them or the offense doesn't score at all in Green Bay. And I don't know what to make. There's a lot going on. We'll discuss it all on this show. You start with what's the most salient part of what happened with the Bears quarterback position this week?
Nothing. So here's what I'm gonna, it'll make sense when I tell you what I'm about to tell you here.
Okay.
It was a really fun week. I'll admit that because it was kind of a dramatic week. It was intriguing to, as you like to say, connect dots to the fact that eventually Mitchell Trubisky would be named the starting quarterback. So I love these kind of weeks. I mean, it's fun. It's fun to be a reporter. It's fun to report it. It's fun to get the reaction on Twitter from Bears fans. I've had a blast all week long. Matt Nagy discussing his growth while he's been benched. Bill Lazor saying that, in essence, that he's rooting for Mitch Trubisky because everybody likes Mitch. Players seemingly in the corner of Mitch Trubisky. A lot has been said, but here's why nothing mattered. Because at this point, with Mitch, we used to hang on every single word Matt Nagy would say about Mitchell Trubisky back in 2018 and during that year, and even to some degree in 2019. But because we haven't seen what Matt Nagy set out for him initially when they both first came to the Bears, because of that, it is 100% on what happens on the field with Mitchell Trubisky. That we have heard the plaudits, we have heard the abilities of Trubisky, the leadership, the practice, the command, the throwing downfield in practice, the good practices. So nothing new was said. Things were reconfigured in terms of what they said. Things were reworked in terms of the peripheral stuff. Again, that Matt Nagy just glowing about the good changes that he's seen in Mitch Trubisky and everything about him, the maturation, and this maybe the most important time, and going through this kind of adversity can make anybody better, and all of that stuff. And you know what? It always sounds great coming out of Matt Nagy's mouth. It always has. But right now, and for a while, even when he did quarterback, nothing that anybody says should really be taken seriously except for what happens on the field. And that's different from what it was in 2018. It is about what we see on Sunday night. We're going to talk about everything that was said, and we'll read into everything that was said. But for a while now, it's been about what Mitch does on the field, not what's happened in practice, not what's being said peripherally, not what anybody is saying. It's about what he will do.
Wow, that's very well done. Very well wrapped up. We're still going to talk about what they said because you still got to. Because you've got a coach who is. We've seen this before. longtime Bears observers of the Bears coaching comedy will note that Matt Nagy went Ditka this week, talking about Trubisky. Said, you know, in benching and now coming back, and in this sport, in this world, in life, adversity strikes.
Yes.
So you got the Ditka in life.
Yes.
So all you're missing is a hey gang. I work at 250 North Washington Avenue. You tell me when and where, and I'll kick your ass.
Wolford can't cover anybody.
Crapping. Yeah, right. And a who you crapping, and you've got and Matt Nagy's got the Ditka bingo, and previously, and he said this a couple times. Previously, we've heard him talk about after a loss or after a crappy offensive performance. We've heard him talk about what a good week of practice they have. So he'd gone, he played the Trestman card. So you're right about it not meaning anything, what they say, only what they do. However, what they say is reflective of either delusions or their inability to evaluate talent, positions, a game situation. So we'll need to discuss that. But I just love the fact that Nagy was talking about in life.
Yeah,
it's just
no. He did.
Who you crapping? It's just great.
I gotta be honest, like that. We live in an era in which everybody is a motivational speaker. I don't know if you've noticed, but there are so many people that post these things on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. You know the Chinese proverb: fall down seven times, get up eight, and attack the day like you never have before. Like everybody is posting these things, so you know. Although I don't think that Matt Nagy is a big social media guy. He was speaking like a social media post. And I'm here for it, though. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm always motivated for about 10 seconds. Of, like, I stand up and go, yeah, I'm taking on the day. And then something horrible happens, and then I fall asleep, and then we're on to the next. So, Bears.
All right. Well, you know what, Dirt? We're going to take a break, and you look up Mr. Rogers' coaching record in the NFL. We marked down the number of Super Bowls that Mr. Rogers won. Coming up after our break, we're going to talk with Chris M of The Score. He talks Bears with us. He talked a lot with Mark over the last couple of days. You guys both cover the Bears. I'm just going to bring him on because there's so much going on. I want to get two views of what happened this week and what's important besides the quarterback decision. So that's coming up after the break. At noon, Tyler Dunn. He covered the Packers for years. He's now started his own blog. It's called the Go Long TD blog, and we'll discuss Packerville with him. 1 o'clock, and we'll do that at noon. At 1 o'clock, Josh Nelson will be here from Sox Machine. They are MVM. They have the most valuable merchandise I've seen in a long time. And also this afternoon, this morning, whatever we're doing, we'll do What Mark Heard, probably at the end of this hour, and
sure.
What Are You Doing, Wegner? So we'll do all that and more. As we broadcast live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody. This is Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It was more of the buy was more about our offense and Nick. You know, I think with Mitch, it was more for me was watching him grow in that backup role and see how he handled it. And he did everything really well. So he was very supportive. And but I would say in that bye week, it was more so of our offense and then what we were doing, you know, with Nick and how we can try to fit what we're doing with Nick, et cetera. And so that's probably what we've spent more time on.
So you wasted time, Matt Nagy, talking about having a good pulse on knowing the big picture and his football team and wasting a week on Nick Foles, who's not going to be there. And he wasted a whole bunch of Nick Foles, by the way. Nick Foles wanted to play fast, and Matt Nagy wouldn't. There you go. There's good coaching. That's having a pulse on your team right there. I'm Steve.
You know,
Rosenblum.
As it turns out, though, Steve, Matt Nagy may have been right, because was there anything fast about Nick Foles while he was out on the field?
We didn't see. When he wanted to play fast, Matt Nagy stopped in and said, no, big stop sign. He you know, waved the big Dikembe Mutombo finger, said no. You didn't leave it to the quarterback to do that. And one of the things you brought Nick Foles in to do was to overcome so much of this bad communication, so much of this lack of learning. Mitch has been a lousy student, and Nagy's been a lousy teacher when it comes to Mitch specifically. This is what has happened. This is where we are, which is why the talk about him growing as a backup in the scout team, maybe it may, again, like you said, Mark, we'll only know when it happens on the field. But Matt Nagy's been an awful coach in what's going on in front of him, and he wouldn't let Nick Foles play fast. And by the way, since Nick Foles went on that rant about winning ugly and blah, 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 they haven't won a game. They've lost four straight, and now he's not there, and they spent a week of the bye week coaching for Nick Foles, who's not going to play, and Mitch Trubisky will. And so let's ask somebody else what all this means. We'll go to the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And from the score, covering the Bears, covering our airwaves, he is Chris Emma. Chris, happy Black Friday weekend to you.
Rosie, Grody, good to be with you. And you guys know it in your profession. It's always a little bit of a gift when you get a nugget like that from Nick Foles. When you get a rant about winning ugly is better than losing, and then your team goes on to lose four straight, it writes every lead, every column for you.
It does. I'm not going to let it go. So I asked Mark this. Chris, what did you make? What was most important that came out of this week? What do you think?
I think there was a sense of finality with this Nick Foles experiment that clearly wasn't working. I don't see a point at which he will be the Bears' clear-cut number one moving forward at any point, whether it's 2020 or 21. And I really don't believe Matt Nagy when he says that he doesn't regret the decision to go from Trubisky to Foles, because we know from Matt Nagy's tenure as head coach that he can make decisions that are rash or emotional during these games. And you'll look back at some of his play-calling examples. You know, for example, running the ball seven times in that game against the Saints last year, he starts to get into a certain mode within a game where he starts either panicking and calling too many run or too many pass plays, I should say, or getting away from his game plan or his initial thoughts. And I think Matt Nagy has the best intentions throughout the course of the week, but once he gets into that game, he starts making emotional decisions. And that decision he made September 27th in Atlanta, I believe, was an emotional one of going to Nick Foles, benching Mitch Trubisky, and he knew he couldn't come back from that until the certain point like this, for example.
Chris, I disagree with you completely on that, because while maybe it was an emotional decision, I think it was the right thing to do. We had seen, you and I, everybody had seen, Matt Nagy had seen 2 years of Mitchell Trubisky not getting the offense anywhere. So whether or not that was the right time, I think they they had to try it. You know, something different than Mitchell Trubisky. Let's not wipe out everything that Trubisky was not able to accomplish while he was the Bears quarterback. It hasn't worked out with Foles, but why wouldn't you try something different than Mitchell Trubisky? I don't get that.
Let me clear it up too. I don't mean in terms of what you're saying. I just don't think they had a firm plan for Foles. I mean, I don't think they had an offense that fit him well at all. I don't think they had anything really prepared for Foles. And I think he went to the fire extinguisher midway through that Atlanta game, and Foles led them to victory. Got to give him credit for that. But I don't think they had an offense that was really ready for Foles at this point. I mean, I think the time to go to Foles would have been at the beginning of the season for week one rather than midway through the year. And I think during that Atlanta game, Matt Nagy had seen one too many bad decisions from Trubisky. In that case, the final straw was that interception thrown, horrible pass and decision right across the middle. And that was it for Matt Nagy. And I wonder at what point he truly came to regret it. I find it hard to believe that he feels really confident that Foles was the right decision all along.
We're talking with Chris Emma, Score reporter, right here on The Score, as luck would have it. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you. The watching Bill Lazor call plays and seeing sideways passes behind the line of scrimmage, I mean, it looked just like another sign of the Mattpocalypse, like Nagy was there himself. Two straight throws behind the line of scrimmage. They're trying to get the tying TD. It looks so like them. And against a team that gives up 413 passing yards per game, and the Bears manage 149. So is there any reason to think Lazor makes a difference, or is it just like let's spin this wheel of fortune and put together Lazor and Trubisky and see if that has any success?
Yeah, Rosie, it was funny. A couple days before that Monday night game, when Matt Nagy revealed that he was not going to be the play caller and Bill Lazor was, Matt Nagy looked free. He looked kind of relieved that he's no longer the guy in charge of this thing, because I think he knew in his heart of hearts that Bill Lazor was not going to have any success. Nobody would really have success calling this offense. It is so fundamentally broken at the core. It starts up front, of course, with that offensive line. You've got an inconsistent quarterback play. You don't really know what your running back is. You have one really good receiver and several others who struggle to run the right routes, and you have an offense that just struggles to consistently put together any kind of success. They can't get those explosive plays. They can't move the chains for those first downs, and I think Matt Nagy knew that it wasn't going to really make a difference, and he was just kind of freeing himself up from this responsibility. Bill Lazor doesn't change anything dramatically. You could see some of the ideas that he had in terms of increasing the tempo. A lot of the stuff to the sidelines, trying to get those quick gainers and prioritizing just getting those 4, 5, 6 yard chunks on first and second down and getting yourself into third and manageable. But this offense has so many other issues that there really wasn't much of an opportunity for success, even against a Vikings defense that's been giving up a lot of big yards.
Do you think it's possible, Emma, because let's face it, Mitch Trubisky sounded kind of pissed off yesterday when he was describing his feelings about being benched. So as much as he played the good soldier and that went away, there's no way it has completely gone away. I mean, that is something that is in his head. He was benched. He didn't like it. He didn't think he should have been benched. He thought he was blindsided by that. That said, do you think that maybe for the first time in Mitchell Trubisky's career, that although he's going to listen to what the coaches say and listen to Bill Lazor, that it's possible that Mitch will, how do I put this, do it his own way a little bit more, impose his own will in this game, maybe run where maybe he's been told in the past not to, maybe take some shots downfield instead of the easy check down. Do you think that he's going to take more chances and impose his will more than he ever has in this Green Bay game?
Without a doubt, Mark. And to your point, adding to it, one thing that Mitch Trubisky said yesterday that really stood out was saying that he wants to play in this league for a long time. And it wasn't just something he meant in passing. He's talking about his future beyond this season, his last year under contract with the Bears. Mitch Trubisky is playing for his next contract, whether that's Chicago or somewhere else. Mm-hmm. He's got a second chance now that he probably didn't expect was going to come in this kind of form. And he's got an opportunity to go out there in primetime Sunday Night Football against the Packers at Lambeau Field and make it an impression for 31 other executives in addition to Ryan Pace. And whether the Bears are set with Trubisky, you know, the opportunity of re-signing him this offseason or not, Trubisky knows he's going to be able to create some kind of market for himself if he goes out there and performs well, especially when the rest of the league is seeing the kind of poor offense that the Bears have around the quarterback. Trubisky is going to go out there and play with nothing to lose because that's the mindset he should have at this point.
It would be quite a thing. We're talking with Chris Emma, covers the Bears, covers a lot of things for the Score, and we're doing it right here on the Score, coincidentally enough. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Grody with you, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Wouldn't it be a thing when we last saw Mitch Trubisky really start to stink? It was the opening game against the Packers when Matt Nagy tried to make him a pocket quarterback. Clearly, that's not what he is. Clearly, that wasn't part of the attraction. And so, as you guys are talking, where he's... Nagy must have heard Trubisky say, you know, my input, take it seriously, my opinions, this kind of game plan suggestion, whatever it was you guys, Chris, you described as a little, and Mark described as a little pissed off. This is where we are, that he'll take off and run when he damn well pleases because that's the right play at that time. And it is, as you said, Mark, about winning. It has nothing to do with style. You don't get points for that. You don't get anything. So it would be quite a thing if he didn't suck against the Packers. And I don't know if that raises his stock more because it's the Bears' rival, but it will be on national TV. And if he gets the plays he wants, if he gets the input, what do you think that involves? What will the Bear offense look like without offensive line, whatever they might be able to run with? What will it look like if Trubisky has an effect? And I want both of you guys to answer this. So, Chris, go first.
Yeah, I think the ideal offense for Trubisky, what Matt Nagy is really planning for him, is a lot of more under center stuff, moving the pocket, play action, and utilizing that mobility to make plays. And, you know, right before the Bears benched Trubisky in that game against Atlanta, Nagy was talking about how the Bears really have to utilize his mobility more, and how he said defensive coordinators have come up to him and said that is a weapon. I think the Bears are going to do everything they can to get Trubisky on the move, whether it's outside of the pocket or some more designed run plays, and in turn try to use that to activate the run game for David Montgomery while minimizing the effect of this poor offensive line. And that's Trubisky's best chance to make a difference with this offense.
Well, and I think, too, that I'm going to bring Bill Lazor's name back into the conversation. Even though he made it clear that he is loyal to Matt Nagy, that he is a soldier to him, and he will do whatever it is that Matt Nagy wants and try to make him happy. But Bill Lazor, and having watched the offense in the background when he wasn't calling plays, had to have had his own version of what he would have liked to have seen Trubisky do. That there had to have been one thing, one twist, one outside-of-the-box thing, and that's what I'm wondering. So Bill Lazor played it right, man. He gives us nothing in terms of what he might do. But everybody that works under a boss, if they take over for the boss, they have their own version of the way they would like to see things go. I don't know what that is, but there's got to be something. There must be something that Bill Lazor is going to do that Matt Nagy didn't do. I agree with Chris, the feet thing. I think that's definite, that when Trubisky, because Trubisky knows it. He knows that in watching Foles that there was probably a million times where he watched that and said, oh, man, right there I would have run, whereas Foles either took a sack or threw the ball out of bounds. So he's not going to hesitate to take off where he did in the past. Matt, it got to the point, Steve, to your point, where they tried to make him a pocket quarterback, and Trubisky looked hesitant to run. He is not going to be hesitant to run. And then the other part, too, I guess maybe this is me hoping that Bill Lazor will have done a little bit more to open up the downfield passing, and I'm sure some of that took place in practice, to somehow scheme Darnell Mooney you know, open down the field, because we've seen him open a few times where the ball was not thrown to him. I think that that is something that could occur as well, but I'm looking forward to it.
And Mark, if I could jump in, I think that one thing is going to be tempo. We've seen Mitch Trubisky thrive within kind of freestyling away from Matt Nagy's offense and going up tempo, that two-minute drill. And we've always said, why is Trubisky better within that? Because he's outside of Nagy's scheme. We saw Bill Lazor bust out some high-tempo stuff last game out against Minnesota, and obviously the offense didn't produce much, but I think his best intentions were for tempo, and I think you're going to see more of that for Trubisky.
Yep. He's Chris Emma. The other voice is Mark Grody. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We're talking Bears football here on The Score. Both of you, again, I want an answer to this, and I'm not going to let the Vikings game go because it indicted a lot. It's still the last game the Bears played with a different quarterback, but it seemed like another indictment of the Nagy coaching, because his staff, Bill Lazor and Matt Nagy himself, they seem totally unprepared for the Vikings blitzing and totally unable to adapt to it, to change it, to use it against the Vikings. I don't know if the Packers try that, then maybe Trubisky runs around and makes them pay for it that way. But what came out of that the Vikings blitzed and blitzed successfully and put such pressure on the Bears, and the Bears were unable to adapt or deal with it? Why would somebody think that's different now?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I see that as an indictment to Juan Castillo and his makeshift offensive line. And look, the Vikings have a young defensive front. This is not the group of the last several years where they are getting after you every play. The Vikings are really trying to reshape this defensive front and rebuild it a little bit. And the Bears should have been ready for some of these looks that were going to come at them. Mike Zimmer absolutely outcoached Matt Nagy, Bill Lazor, and that coaching staff of the Bears. And Juan Castillo's group was not ready with some of the simple techniques that the Vikings came at them with.
All right, so speaking of offensive line, let's play the game here. Let's say Charles Leno doesn't play.
Want to play, Mark?
Well, I feel like we're playing it every week, whether you're plugging in an Arlington Hambright or Jason Spriggs coming through or an Alex Barr. Oh, man, excuse me. Wow, I'm making myself cough here.
Yeah. He just threw up in his mouth.
Emma, what? Jesus, what's going on here? Never eat almonds during a show. Eat sliced almonds. See, they
popcorn
get stuck in your throat.
I'm just glad Emma, the cat's not meowing.
Yeah, the cat is sleeping. The cat is sleeping on my bag right now. So let's keep it quiet. Emma, let's say Leno doesn't play. What is the offensive line configuration? Because it could be interesting.
Yeah, Matt Nagy alluded to it yesterday. Jason Spriggs would move over to left tackle. Nagy said that's where he's more comfortable than the right side. And look, Charles Leno had that same switch several years ago where he said left side was much more comfortable than right side. So that's a natural thing for a lot of tackles. You'll hear from some offensive linemen. Alex Barrs will play again at left guard, Cody White here at center, Jermaine Ifedi at right guard, and then Rashad Coward's been dealing with an injury as well, so you hope he's healthy enough to start at right tackle, because then you're trying to figure out what you're going to do when you're playing multiple backups at that spot. I'm not sure who will be the next man up at right tackle if Coward is out. But
what about your guy Sam Mustafa? He doesn't play into any of this, man. Come on now.
Well, he's an interior guy, and you're kind of set on the interior. I guess you can slide Barrs out to maybe right tackle if you want to, and then you play Mustafa at left guard, but then you're playing two guys outside of their natural positions. But I think Mustafa's done a good job so far filling in.
You play the game well, Mr. Emma. I enjoyed that.
I just want to see screen passes. Yeah, a horrible offensive line.
Why?
You better be able to execute them. You can't block anybody.
They haven't worked.
Might as well throw a screen pass. Well, What's worked? I mean, seriously, what's worked with it?
No, you're right. You're right. So maybe, I was talking about Bill Lazor. How about Cole Kmet, 7 yards up the middle? You know what I mean? Like some quick hits up the middle to your tight ends, where the tight ends usually like to hang out. So I think that's, you're right. See, I get what you're saying. Screen passes would be great, but for whatever reason, they haven't worked with either quarterback, with Trubisky or Foles.
Yeah. When we were talking earlier about the Atlanta game was when the Matt Nagy was talking about, well, yeah, we've got to get Mitch's legs more involved. And I keep, and Cole Kmet immediately flashed into my mind of, yeah, he said, we got to get Cole Kmet immediately involved. If only Matt Nagy knew somebody who was in charge of the game day roster and play calling. He sounds like an idiot when he says that. It was his decision then, and he just sounds like a schmuck when he says that. I don't know what else to say. It's your deal. You call it.
Let's make this the Cole Kmet. There it is. This is what we have. This has been a great conversation with Chris Emma. Let's conclude on this. Okay. This is going to be. This is it. This is the Cole Kmet game. This is the Cole Kmet game. 7-yard passes up the middle. Hell, maybe even a 20-yard pass up the middle.
Okay, we'll look forward to that and mark that tape, and we'll come back next week, and we'll see how it is. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Take care, guys.
Bye, Chris.
Chris Emma of the Score. Talking Bears, he's Mark Grody, I'm Steve Rosenblum, and we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll the text line was very happy with some of the Thanksgiving decisions and has some thoughts on the Bears, so we will get to that. I'm Steve Rosenblum, he's Mark Grody, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, I was just continuing to prepare as if I was a starter, just go through my weekly practice routine and continue to watch film and all that, and just trying to find ways to continue to get better at my craft and hoping for another opportunity. So I'm excited for this week, and we got a big opportunity this weekend.
Bears.
That's interim Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky talking about staying positive as the scout team quarterback. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you. Saturday Suckage, perfect time to talk about Nagy's offense with Trubisky, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And The Score's listener line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. So the number to reach both the text line and the phone, if we have an emergency breaking phone call, 312-644-6767. So Peoria Matt tweeted or texted us, Grody, ribs and turkey. I'd go also. Actually, they were brought to you, but ribs and turkey, that's a good combination plate.
That did sound really good. Yeah. And I think it's good to have a complimentary meat to the turkey. I don't think that tables should be void of turkey. There's been a lot of that going around, but to complement the turkey is a great idea. So wait, was that Trash Panda, or was that you that had the ribs turkey combo? Who had the ribs?
That was
combo?
Me. That was me.
That was you.
It's phenomenal.
That was so 50 minutes ago. But no, that does sound excellent. Are you a fall off the bones rib guy or tough ribs?
None of them.
I'll go either way. But if my preference will be falling off the bone.
Interesting.
These ones were kind of in between. They're a solid, I guess, in between, like medium of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want all the goodness.
When there is turkey and ribs on the table, does the turkey even have a chance? I mean, like, how do you divide up the rib? How much for just one rib? I guess is my question.
Okay. So what I did, my strategy was, and I mean, look, my plate is pretty full. Like, I go all out. But I had I did a turkey leg, so that was my turkey portion, and then I just grabbed like two or three rib slabs. What's the word I'm trying to look for? Like two or three, pieces of rib. It's basically
rib slabs was good.
Wait, were they ribs?
We accepted rib slabs.
Yeah, rib slabs. The judges accepted it. Were they like a half slab, full slab, three or four ribs?
Well, he made
a slab.
He made like three full slabs. And so
that's
I just grabbed like a couple pieces
in.
Of one of them.
That's a good bubble to be in, by the way. Where they're making ribs, that's a good bubble to be in if you're COVID-19.
I would like to propose something. When we come out of COVID-19 and we're allowed to go places again, I would like to, because Steve and I have been out to eat meat together in the past, I would like to propose that the three of us go out and just get some damn good ribs someplace, because I haven't done that. In ever. Sure. So let's make a pact to do that, the three of us, and we'll try to find the best ribs place in Chicago, because I don't know many. Like, I got a Carson's ribs near me, which is excellent, but sitting down and eating some ribs. I don't know ribs Chicago very well, but I think that between the three of us, we could find a place and just go to town.
We're going to have to crowdsource this. Throw it out on Twitter, throw it out to the text line.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that, you know, 312-644-6767, if you would like to text in the best place to get a place that the three of us could sit down. Doesn't have to be fancy, you know, sometimes the best ribs places.
Actually, I would say the less fancy, the better.
Probably. Don't worry, I got a company credit card, guys. Don't worry.
All righty, then.
Yeah, because we'll talk business.
Let's try all of them.
Yeah, Mitch loves it when I do that, so don't worry, we're good.
Yeah, Spilkit's going to load his pants if that happens.
This is on intercom. All right.
469. Rosie, I decided to fly solo too and enjoyed a homemade bacon double cheeseburger, onion rings, and crab corn chowder. That was per our Thanksgiving discussion. Oh. I think freestyling like that is the way to go on Thanksgiving, because I think we've agreed that the only turkey I'll eat these days is smoked turkey, but it has no chance, as you said, Mark, on the table compared to anything else, any other kind of meat, any steak or ribs or whatever it is. So I like the idea of bacon double cheeseburger. I would assume the onion rings were on the cheeseburger. Isn't that the way the popular kids do it today? You put the onion rings on the cheeseburger?
Oh, yeah. It's a perfect thing to put on a cheeseburger. Here's what I have found about myself, though, as of late when it comes to, like, good burgers. When you go to, like, you know, restaurant quality. I even had I went to my parents the other day. We had Portillo's, which is one of my favorite burgers ever. I have found myself wanting less on the burger because I just really like the taste of the meat. Like, I don't need the lettuce and the tomato and even the cheese. And I like all that stuff. But I've gotten into just really appreciating the burger. Less everything else, more of just the taste and the flavor. Quite frankly, the fat of the burger is what I'm into. Don't give me all the dressing anymore. I mean, it might just be a phase I'm going through, but that's where I am right now.
Fat is where the flavor is. By the way, you didn't have to wait long for this. As soon as we started talking ribs, we got suggestions.
Whoa.
To Gale Street Inn. Yeah, uh-huh. Right on the text line. Twin Anchors, Baby Back Blues Barbecue in Joliet.
I'm going to go ahead and veto the Joliet one. That's just too far out of the way, man. Okay. That's like an hour outside the city.
Green Street Meats, by the way, the one in the West Loop. Oh, my God. That place with the smoked pastrami. Pastrami, of course, is corned beef that knows somebody. Their smoked pastrami is hypnotic. It's magical. I see unicorns when I eat that. That's outstanding.
We're seeing Portillo's, actually. I didn't even know Portillo's had ribs.
I've only had a
burger. Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, Portillo's does everything really well, so I would imagine their ribs probably are good.
And smoke. Smoke does a really good job. That was suggested here, and smoke does a good job.
Well, D's ribs? D's? D-E-E-Z as in zebra? D's ribs?
Someone's screwing with us there. That would be my guess.
Maybe.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll go up north to discuss the Packers with someone who is in Wisconsin and has reported on them for a long time. There's a suggestion, Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan. I have not been there. That's my next place to go to. It has come highly recommended by my friendly neighborhood former mountain climber. And if you go online, you will see the menu has got a great sense of humor at Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan. But search online for a video. I know it was on Facebook, of Big Ed and his son repeating questions that got asked at the restaurant, and then his son gives the standard answer, the courteous answer, and Big Ed tells you what he's really thinking. It's a wonderful video, not fit for air, but Big Ed's Barbecue, that comes highly, the burn ends there apparently are world class, so that's the next place where I shall go commit feats of pigotry. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some Packers and Bears, because that's what we do here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.